A new theater opens in downtown Baltimore this week. The Chesapeake Shakespeare Company is adding 260 seats to a growing theater scene in the city. WYPR's John Lee reports.
Walk a couple of blocks downtown and you can see Baltimore's theater past and part of its future. The Mechanic Theater is being torn down. It was built in 1967 and closed 10 years ago. It's making way for apartments and stores. Meantime, at the corner of Redwood and Calvert, bagpiper Ed McFarlane was standing outside the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, greeting guests to the ribbon cutting for its new home and what was once the Mercantile Deposit and Trust Company building. Ian Galliner is Chesapeake Shakespeare's founder.
The Mechanic did a great service to the city, did it for many decades, and it's sort of, you know, time moved on.
Chesapeake Shakespeare has moved on from Howard County into downtown Baltimore. For 12 years, it put on plays under the stars during the summer at the Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park in Ellicott City. Galliner says they'll keep doing that, but now they have a year-round home. It's attracting season subscribers, over 1,000 so far, and Galliner wants to bring in school groups.
If we can get to kids before kids think that have heard that Shakespeare's scary, it can really change their attitude for life.
And that is a twofer. Chesapeake Shakespeare gets to spread its message that Shakespeare is for everyone, and at the same time try to hook them when they're young, so they'll come back as paying customers for years to come. Other theaters are doing the same. They're also trolling for new ticket buyers on Facebook and Twitter, and using old-school methods like newspaper ads and sending stuff through the mail. More theaters in Baltimore, more seats to fill, more customers needed, like Kate Callahan. She came into the city from Annapolis to see the musical Once at the Hippodrome.
Got a job and four kids, so we can't come to the theater every day. So of course, you know, you have to make some choices. I don't see us coming in more than once or twice a month for something. So yeah, choice is good, right?
And it's those choices that the theater community hopes will create a buzz that Baltimore is becoming a theater town. From the Hippodrome with 2,300 seats to the Single Carrot that seats 99 to even smaller theaters around town. Elena Kostakis is with the Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance. She says getting someone to go to a play for the first time opens the door to them thinking about attending other performances at other theaters.
Yes, there's a limited amount of money that we're all buying for, but I feel like the potential for the audiences to grow is enormous, and it is there.
It's not like, can Baltimore support another NFL franchise?
Vinny Lancisi is the artistic director and founder of the Everyman Theater.
We're talking about, you know, probably 25 organizations that range from audiences of 1,000 a year to 40,000 a year. A year. There's plenty of opportunity left for theaters to come.
Ron Legler agrees with Lancisi. Legler's the president of the France Merrick Performing Arts Center that houses the Hippodrome. He wants to see the theaters help each other out with marketing and other things.
We will not succeed without it. We cannot do this individually. We've got to combine efforts. We've got to share best practices. And we've got to really believe that there's a collective.
Chesapeake Shakespeare becomes part of that collective this weekend when it opens with the Midsummer Night's Dream. I'm John Lee reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.